This is a report on our first day of our trip to Latvia with Senator Mitch McConnell and Senator Mike Crapo. We arrived in Latvia at 9:30 a.m. Latvia time at the Riga International Airport. We were met by the U.S. Ambassador, Catherine Bailey, as well as a delegation from the Latvian government. We went directly to the a meeting with the Minister of Defense. One of the most interesting things about being in Latvia is just about all of the top government officials are 40 or under. The Minister of Defense was a passionate pro-freedom, pro-democracy individual, and talked about Latvia's, adventure towards democracy and all that's been going on with them. I think my main thought in listening to him is so much of what they're passionate about democracy and freedom and free markets and free enterprise, are things that we appear to be forgetting a little about in our own country. But the good news is that they really appreciate America from not recognizing the Soviet annexation of Latvia many years ago to the U.S. support in building their democracy. For lunch, we had a meeting with the Minister of the Economy, and I'm not sure I can pronounce it, but it's Chris Kerins, and he was educated in the U.S., very pro-market, free enterprise individual, which he's bringing a lot of reforms to Latvia. A lot of progress. Their economy is growing at over 8% a year, which is better than the rest of the European Union, which they're now a part of. We had dinner tonight with the ambassador and Ambassador Bailey, and discussed a lot of things that were going on and how we as a delegation could work with the government in Latvia as well as Russia and other Balkan nations to continue to promote freedom. All in all, it was a great first day, a real emphasis on freedom and democracy and America's role in making that happen around the world.